Next up, we're going to hear from a rapper from the Bay Area in California. Her name is Ruby Ibarra, and she uses hip-hop to talk about life as a first-generation Filipina-American.
It started in the Philippines, passed SM to kill a beast till I was 13, spitting soliloquies on Dilla beats. Silly me for thinking these television imagery representing me, but most these people never look like me.
I know for my parents, their number one goal was always and will always be me and my sister, you know, getting an education and living a life more comfortable than they ever did in the Philippines. But I think my parents, and as well as other immigrant families, are never really prepared for the harsh realities that they experience once they come here.
They said, welcome, welcome, welcome. I said, welcome to the Philippines. Mabuhay, where we sleep Americana dreams. A new life behind the politics and smoke screens. A new life to be exploited by regime machines. Till you die. They said, welcome to the USA. And they said, welcome to the USA.
A song like The Other Side, I just wanted to talk about my family's goals and hopes. And I could see that struggle with my parents and them being adult immigrants here and, you know, still having ties to the homeland and feeling like they were outsiders.
Mama, why don't they like me? Comma, they don't look like me. Papa, they ask his ID. Ego, it wants to fight me. Ruby, don't take it lightly. Just focus on plotting nightly.
Colorism is important to me because I just remember hearing it all the time as a kid. You know, I would play outside in the summers and I'd come back in and then my aunties would always be like, oh, you look so haggard and you're getting dark. Like I tell my friends, every time I go back home to the Philippines and I see, you know, these aisles and aisles of skin whitening soaps and lotions and, you know, these are still ads that continue to run in 2018. Why don't we have people that look like my sister? Why don't we have people that look like my mother? So there needs to be more diversity is just what I'm trying to get at with songs like Brownout.
They teach me to erase that brown. Subconsciously, I lose my crown till I don't even recognize the person that's inside me now. We came from the slums once, now living the humdrum.
I definitely made it a point to include the other dialects like Tagalog and Waray. And from a rapper standpoint, Waray and Tagalog, I feel, are very percussive. I felt like it was perfect for hip-hop. I'm not here to say that my experience, especially in the album, you know, it's like the definitive Filipino-American experience. It's just one lens, one glimpse of the story. And if people want to call this activism, then so be it. At the end of the day, I just want to speak music that's real and that's true.
No need for introduction, you're here and you know why. No dive into an era with the beats of lo-fi. Put my face in the book cause my people are profile. Erased from the books and my people are told lies. Sky's the limit, go fly. Cali green, we go high. I mean back in 05.
We've got video of Ruby Ibarra singing the song. It's called Here. That's over at PRI.org. Our story was produced by Paula Mardo.
Here to give a new America, like Erica Wright. Try to take my title, never vote to inherit the rights. Yeah, Doc Robin City's finest. Put me on the five list. Color up the lines, cause I color like your iris. Hunger in my eyes, this is everything that